All right, good afternoon, everyone. For the record, my name is Charlie Moulton. I'll be acting as the hearing officer for this public hearing. It is February 25th, 2026, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We are at Energy Environment Headquarters, 5301 North Little Rock. I'm sorry, 5301 North Shore Drive, North Little Rock. The authority for this hearing is Commission Rule 8 CAR, Section 11-805. The purpose of this hearing is, and the authority for this hearing, is that the Division of Environmental Quality is proposing this rulemaking to amend 8 CAR, Section 60-1304, the landfill post-closure cleanup restrictions. This rulemaking is necessary in order to conform to the requirements set forth in Act 791 of 2025, Section 39. The Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission has general rulemaking authority through Arkansas Code Annotated Section 8-1-203B1A and specific authority to promulgate amendments to this rule through Arkansas Code Annotated Section 8-6-207B. Proposed rule amendments are as follows. This proposed rulemaking is to amend 8 CAR Part 60, the solid waste management rules, to conform to special language contained in Act 791 of 2025. The section of the Act provides that any expenditure in quote, in excess of $2 million per site from the landfill post-closure trust fund for a corrective action to remedy environmental impacts shall be subject to the review and approval by the commission, by the PC&E commission. Subsection B of 8 CAR section 60-1304, landfill post-closure cleanup restrictions provides that any expenditures in excess of $50,000 from the fund for corrective action to remedy environmental impacts of closed disposal sites will be prioritized and authorized by the PC&E commission. Essentially, the proposed rule amendment increases the amount of the expenditure threshold for commission review from $50,000 to $2 million, and that is consistent with the special language of Act 791 of 2025. Those are the proposed amendments to that rule. I do have one card. Mr. Levin, come on up, sir. Afternoon, Ms. Beloved.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you? Is the microphone on?
Sir,
is the microphone on?
I'm trying to get it there.
Okay.
How's that?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I'm Kenneth Lovett from Washington County. On December 29, 2021, I was exposed to hazardous vapors while driving on a public roadway. Now, 5 years later, ADEQ is proposing an amendment to quadruple the approval setting for money spent on post-closure cleanup from $50,000 to $200,000 before there's any oversight. ADEQ will not add proper regulations to protect citizens from specific toxins, but they will quadruple excessive spending on post-closure cleanup before needing approval, in my opinion. Eco Vista Landfill has been allowed to break the cap on the closed Class 1 landfill that has no liner to incorporate it to the rest of the surrounding piles. When doing so, when breaking the cap, the air in the community is horrendous. There are no neighbor or community notifications, and citizens' first clue of a problem is the vapor in their face. If proper notification were given, they could prepare and schedule activities around the time frame or be away or at least purchase oxygen to breathe during the plume from the EcoVista cap breaking of the cap. EcoVista is an uncontrolled operation and must have oversight. I ask that the spending approval never be allowed to exceed $100,000 without approval from the PCEC Commission. Allowing $2 million to be spent on post-closure without oversight is negligence, in my opinion, and should not be allowed. There have been 4 air quality tests performed in the area now, and the ADEQ still cannot pinpoint the emission points. but I can. It is the waste management, in my opinion, EcoVista landfill incinerator, flares, and fugitive vapors from the inappropriately operated landfill. Benzene and acrolein and other chemicals and vapors that have been identified in the testing on the area are not chemicals to be ignored and should not be included in the total VOC accounting for this process. So what I'm asking is that you do not exceed $100,000 before approval or any kind of oversight, and that these chemicals be added to these regulations so they're not a part of the total VOCs from the entire system. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Lovett. That's the only card that I have. Anyone else present wish to speak to the proposed amendments? I will note for the record there was no response. With that, it is approximately 2:07 in the afternoon of February 25th, 2026, and I will go ahead and call this public hearing to a close. Thank you all very much.